Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is one of the top members of our Brain Trust. He is a significant thought leader in the area of change. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and the book with one of my favorite books, but also my absolute favorite title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rick, I was telling the audience before you got here that you were joining us and that you were one of the guys who the primary guy who's helped us understand that when it comes to change, it's not enough just to accept it. It's not enough to manage it. You actually have to lead change. You have to anticipate that it's coming and embrace it and lead it in your organization. And the only way that I can think to really pull that off is to actually be comfortable with the change that you know is coming, that you know is going to hurt a little bit. And it reminds me of when I talk a lot about getting comfortable with failure, you know, accepting the fact that you're going to fail sometimes and making that sort of an integral part of your success plan. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. And quite often, I mean, change is taken for granted. I mean, everybody knows that, okay, yeah, it's going to be some work. But what they take for granted is the assumption of success, the assumption that because it's an important idea or the time is right or we better do it or we'll be out of business, they just assume then the plans will fall into place. And so when failure happens, they don't learn from it. They tend to tamp it down and act like it's not happening, and that's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can – so can we make the case that embracing – Or let me just say this, getting comfortable with failure, not that anybody wants to fail, but recognizing that you're going to, and that if you do what one of my mentors said, make lots of decisions, that means you're going to make lots of mistakes, but they're going to be little ones. If you can get to that point in your relationship with failure, would it be safe to say that therefore you can, that will help you lead change better?
It is, yeah, and I certainly don't want, you know, our listeners to get fixated on the failure part of it, but the leaders, if you can say, all right, so you've got this big project, whatever it is, I don't care if it's technical or customer service, just say, you know, you really thought it through, it seems important, it sounds like you got everything in place, what could go wrong? And the better leaders can say, well, here's some things that are in my control or our control that could go wrong, and here's some things outside our control that could go wrong. And so they just have that picture in mind, so when even glimmers start to appear, like blips on a radar screen, they're aware of it, and often that willingness to kind of accept the notion that failure might happen means that they're going to be able to respond to it much more quickly.
Right. No question about it. And I'll tell you, one of the most important things that I ever learned in management, as a manager, and to help me deal with employees and to deal with things that happened that we didn't like or that we took us by surprise or whatever, and that is to learn to say, whenever things like that happen, whenever somebody makes a mistake or there's a failure of some kind, you must say to yourself and to your team, what did we learn? And if you'll write that down, folks, what did we learn? If you'll start saying that more and more, you'll get comfortable with failure to the point where I think it'll make it easier for you to manage and lead change. What do you think, Rick?
Oh, Absolutely. In fact, there's a very good model of that in the U.S. military, and it's called the after-action report.
Yep.
And sometimes it can be very complicated if it's a huge, huge engagement. But even after something that just lasts a few hours that feels like it has a beginning, middle, and end, the expectation is we're going to talk, and we're going to say what worked, what didn't work, what would we change next time. And then consequently, you're learning from as you go, and you're getting better at what you do, mm-hmm. rather than each change being, or each project, or each engagement being a surprise. So the failure, the focus on failure, isn't one just to be depressing or to beat yourself up. It's to say, so how do we get better?
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly
right.
What athletes do all the time.
Right, absolutely, no question about it. Remember what Edison said: failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. Quick break. Right back with Rick Maurer after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.